sloppy porkins on that red dirt road.
All right, Steve Batten in the morning. It's the Memorial Day show. Thank you for listening to us and joining us live from D.C. now is our 2nd District Congressman, U.S. Representative Scott Ridgel. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve. I am here in Washington, but I do want you to know that I'm trying to escape the gravitational pull. I'm headed south. I actually pulled off to be a safe driver, but I am headed south. I'm looking forward to being home.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here this Memorial Day weekend. It's a busy week there in D.C., huh?
Yes, sir. It really was a busy week, and I think each week we see a clear, you know, delineation between where we want to go as conservatives. Our vision, I think it's a compelling vision, the right vision for where we need to go and where the folks on the other side are. So they're very clear differences.
Now, Scott, let's talk about the carrier issue very quickly. Where do we stand on that? Because we've seen some exciting stuff. I saw an update from you, I think, yesterday about how we haven't funded move, right?
Listen, this is great news for the taxpayer. This is great news for the hardworking folks who service our nuclear aircraft carriers. We were able to prevent the funding to improve Mayport. We prevented that from coming through the National Defense Authorization Act, and you know, it was really encouraging to me. I worked very closely, especially with my incoming members of Congress, also known as the freshmen, mm-hmm. on the House Armed Services Committee. I explained to them the math. I explained to them, you know, all the way in which we have so few carriers in at any one time, oftentimes zero carriers. And even in Norfolk, so to build a massive facility in Mayport, frankly, was just more political than strategic, and I'm just delighted that it didn't get through. And we'll have to see. I hope our U.S. senators hold it in conference. That's where the next pressure point is.
Okay. So we'll keep our eye on that. Now, quick question. The Paul Ryan plan, a lot of talk about that. You know, you've probably seen the commercial where they have someone that looks like Congressman Ryan pushing Granny off the cliff.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah,
the distortions, there was one gentleman, he went on the House floor, showed an oil rig drilling down into a retirement center. This is, it's a terrible abuse of the English language. It's a terrible, gross misstatement. You know, I am really proud of how we've put forth a plan. The Democrats, they are the party of no plan. Here are the clear facts, and I welcome this discussion in our district. I truly welcome it because, you know, we know it's not our numbers, but CBO and others are saying that within 9 years that the Medicare Trust Fund will be completely empty. It'll be broke. And so to do nothing is to ensure the failure. We are working because we value health care for our seniors. That's why we're working so hard to make sure that they've got the care that they need. And, you know, if you really wind back the tape, the Democrats, as part of that whole health care program, cuts over $500 billion out of Medicare.
Right.
And I guess they think folks are going to have a short memory of that, but we'll... the facts truly are with us, and I look forward to the discussion going forward.
All right, let's talk more about that in just a moment. Congressman Scott Ridgel is on with us this morning, Memorial Day weekend show with Steve Batten in the morning. Let's do traffic and weather together on the 8th. Quick break. Here's Janet King.
Thank you so much, Steve. Interstate traffic remains very light.